Von Willebrand disease, or VWD, is the most common inherited bleeding disorder. It's estimated that more than 3 million Americans are affected. Does that include you? If you've ever experienced prolonged or heavy nosebleeds or similarly unusual bleeding during a dental procedure or your monthly period, it could be VWD. Find out. Talk with your doctor. Already being treated for VWD? Be sure you're satisfied with your therapy. Ask your doctor if your current treatment is still for you. After all, you do have options.
You got so much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we are joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I've already had one during the commercial break, a profiterole.
Profiterole, yeah.
Divine.
They are, they're delicious. And, you know, I said I was going to do loads of healthy recipes, but look, January's a long L month and I just thought I'd bring a bit of fun to everybody's life. And this is how we're going to do it with a profiterole. So the basis of a profiterole is a classic French technique, and it's to make a choux pastry.
That's C-H-O-U-X.
Yeah, it's, and there's a couple of little techniques, and it, like, I think if you first read the recipe, it could be a little intimidating. It'd be one of the first things you learn as an apprentice or a commis chef, especially when you're doing your practical cookery in college. So a choux pastry, because also it also makes eclairs, it makes that classic croquembouche, which is the famous French wedding cake, which are loads of little profiteroles. So so what you're going to need for the choux pastry is 125 mils of water, 125 mils of milk, a pinch of salt, a tablespoon of sugar, 100 grams of butter that I want you to cube, and then you need 150 grams of plain flour, which you're going to sift into a bowl, and then five large eggs.
Nothing exotic there at all.
No, I think most people would nearly have that in their pantry at home or in their fridge. The next bit is the Chantilly cream, which is just a very fancy way to say sweetened whipped cream of vanilla. 300 mils of double cream, a vanilla bean split and to take the seeds out, or vanilla paste or vanilla extract if you haven't got a vanilla bean. I do think it's worth getting a vanilla bean for this and spending a little bit of money. And then a tablespoon of icing sugar. And then for the topping is just a little bit of milk or dark chocolate, whichever you prefer. So to make the profiteroles, what I want you to do is preheat your oven to 220 degrees on the fan setting. And then you're going to put the water, the milk, the salt and the sugar and the butter into a pan and bring it up to the boil. When it starts to boil, take it off the heat, and the sifted flour you add into this watery, milky, buttery mixture, and you just keep mixing it until it starts to cook together. Now, when you first add the flour in, you're going to think you've made a mistake because it looks lumpy. It looks like you're not going to be able to fix it. But as you start beating it, you'll see it'll start to form a dough, for the want of a better word, or a roux. And then you bring that mixture back onto the heat for on a low to medium heat, and you're going to cook out that paste over in the pot, over the stove, for about 2 to 3 minutes. What you're doing here is you're cooking out the flour and you're releasing the gluten. That's what's happening as you're cooking it. Then what I want you to do is tip that mix into a stand mixer if you have one. You can just put it into a bowl and use a whisk, but if you have an electric mix or a stand mixer, definitely use it. And you just put it on a low setting with a whisk, and you beat that that dough that you've made for about a minute. What we're trying to do here is cool it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you added this egg straight in, they'd scramble and then you'd have a disaster, right? So after it's cooled for a little minute, you just start cracking the eggs in one by one. Again, when you crack the first one in, you're looking into the bowl, it looks like it's split, but then it'll come together. Then the next one, and you repeat that process until you have the full 5 eggs in there. Higher up the speed on the mixer and beat it until it comes together for about 2 minutes. What you're left with is this kind of paste type consistency. You just scrape that now into a piping bag with a small nozzle, a 1.5-inch nozzle. sorry, a centre and a half centimetre nozzle in the end of your piping bag. It'll be a little bit warm, and then just twist the piping bag and it's ready to go. Lie on a baking sheet with some parchment paper. I like to put a tiny little bit of the mix under the parchment paper because you're using a fan oven and it'll stop the parchment paper from coming off the tray.
Okay.
That's just a little pastry trick. And then you just pipe.
Using it as a glue.
Using it as a glue, exactly. It glues the parchment paper onto the tray. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pipe like table tennis size balls all the way along. Keep your piping bag nice and straight. Give it a little squeeze until you get a ball. It's handy to have a little bowl of water beside you. If you just dip your finger in the water and press the top of the shoe bun, it'll flatten it off a little bit. And you repeat that process on the tray. You'll get about 24 profiteroles. I said about and then I gave you an exact number, 24. Mm-hmm. You should get 24 profiteroles out of this. So you might need two trays depending on the size of your oven, the size of your tray. And then you're going to pop it into that preheated oven at 220 degrees for 8 minutes. So what happens in those 8 minutes is the steam that's in the moisture that's in the dough will start to escape. They'll start to get a little bit bigger. They'll start to grow and then they'll start to take on a little bit of colour. After those 8 minutes, I just want you to very gently open the door, not with your face over the door, because the steam is going to escape out of the oven. Close the door, lower the temperature down to 180, and then the dry heat is going to make the outside of the profiterole go nice and crisp. And it'll cook them without getting too much colour. Then after the 18 minutes at 180 is up, you take them out of the oven, take them off the tray, onto a cooling rack, let them fully cool. While that's happening, you're going to make the creme chantilly. Whip the cream with the vanilla, the sugar, the stiff peeps, again, into a piping bag. And then if you just turn the cooled profiterole upside down, use the top of a small little knife, make a little hole, put the nozzle in with the chantilly and pipe, and you'll feel it in your fingers. It'll start to fill with cream. If you're like me, I try and get too much cream in there because I like them really full of cream. And then the last little trick you're going to do with them is to melt a little bit of chocolate in the microwave or over a bain-marie, and then those cream-filled profiteroles, dip the top of them into the chocolate and get ready to watch a lot of smiling faces.
Yum, exactly. Absolutely, yeah.
There's a video, I'll put the recipe up on my Instagram as always, and I'll put a little video up of them just to tempt you a little more. But please give them a go this weekend. They're a bit of fun and super
I've already
delicious.
Had one. I'm going to have another one in a moment or two. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You got so much to do, it's got you feeling blue. Put a little flag in your day, cause it's fun all over the state. So come on, great games wait for you, and me, Ohio.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.